Saturday of the first week in Ordinary Time, 2023. Early on in Mark's Gospel, we're given a very dramatic call narrative. Jesus is walking along and comes to the toll booth of Levi. He calls Levi to drop everything he is doing and follow him, that is, join with him in his ministry. Call narratives unfold this way. When the call is successful, the individual immediately follows Jesus, leaving everything behind. There are, of course, other times when people find reasons not to follow him. I don't know whether historically things were this easy. In Levi's case, we need to ask some basic questions. Was he a single man, which it would have been a very rare thing in Jesus' time? Did he have a wife and children? And if so, what happened to them? Did he provide for them? We'll never know the answers to these questions. Call narrative is a literary form that likes to keep things simple and dramatic. The other stunning aspect of the story is how different this one is from most call narratives in the Gospels, where the folks being summoned are engaged in daily activities that are good in themselves. In Levi's case, we witness Jesus inviting a public sinner to join him in his ministry. He doesn't ask him to engage in public acts of repentance or to make restitution to any of the folks whom he might have defrauded. He is called as a sinner. His accepting Jesus' invitation is, of course, tantamount to giving expression to his openness to a new way of living, one that will entail his surrendering all the activities proper to a tax collector. So his saying yes to Jesus has several levels to it. Did all this happen in an instance, or was it spread out over time? Jesus' interaction with Levi put Jesus in the situation of becoming ritually unclean and, as a result, not being able to participate in activities in the synagogue or temple. But Jesus didn't see it that way. Instead of Jesus becoming unclean, Levi is made clean by accepting Jesus' invitation. Later in the passage, Jesus says that he did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. This statement can be misunderstood. Jesus isn't saying that there exists a bunch of righteous folks out there in contrast to a cohort of sinners. For Jesus, we are all sinners. We all need Jesus' ministry of acceptance, forgiveness, and transformation into servants of the flourishing of others. By his behavior, Jesus redefines the holiness of God. Traditionally, God's holiness was thought of as separating God from us sinners. The divine holiness was simply too much for sinners to relate to. Indeed, God's sanctity was a living indictment of all sinners. By contrast, Jesus shows himself to be the friend of sinners. He actively seeks out their company in their workplaces and in their homes. He is fine about being mistaken for a sinner. He is happy to be considered unclean as he seeks out the unclean to offer them wholeness. This is simply revolutionary. So often we think that because we have done something terrible or messed up badly, we first have to get our act together before we can approach God or Jesus. Jesus' behavior with Levi is telling us that, wondrously and paradoxically, our sinning or our messing up can be the very meeting place for us and God, for us and Jesus. And from that meeting, all sorts of good things can emerge.